This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining us now from the lovely confines of Austin, Texas, despite the fact the mayor is trying to kick back the Texas Department of Public Safety to keep it safe, is Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com.
Good morning. Good to be here with you.
We'll have to get into that whole Department of Public Safety thing in a minute, but let's get into this thing now. There was a time when there was this ad running on the show, and I had never heard of it before, but I listened to it, and then I called the phone number, or I went to the website, that, and it was a redirect for Every Town for Gun Safety.
Really? Ad was running on your show?
Yes, it was. So I had to, thankfully, we removed that. But, every time, Bloomberg's little, Feinblatt, I guess we can lay this at the feet of Feinblatt. Feinblatt is sort of a sneaky guy, isn't he?
Well, he is Michael Bloomberg's capo. His chief gun control officer runs all his gun control operations, including the Trace and Every Town for Gun Control and Mayors Against Illegal Guns, everything else. So yeah, he's
Mom's Demand,
all that. Yeah, all of Bloomberg's wholly owned gun control subsidiaries.
Well,
so we ran an article.
Yeah, you were talking about the Trace. I was the one that caused that pregnant pause.
Okay.
The Trace, which is one of Bloomberg's thingies, they are trying to make the public believe that they just happen to be a bunch of journalists who have dedicated themselves to covering, quote, gun violence, close quote.
This is what I love. They're writers there whose salaries are paid for by Michael Bloomberg, and they're there to do one job, which is to advocate for gun control. They like to portray themselves as just a bunch of hardworking journalists who happen to be focusing on gun violence in the United States. And one of the most vociferous defenders of that stilted point of view is Jennifer Mathia, who used to write for the New York Times. She assisted in a long-running series of articles they wrote on shootings in the U.S. Ran for about a year. I can't remember. Joe Nocera, I think, was who she worked for at the time. And then Bloomberg, seeing her work, her gun violence work at the Times, hired her to work at the Trace, and she's been there for years. And she loves anytime anyone criticizes the Trace and calls them out for what they are, which is an anti-gun agitprop generation outlet. She says, no, we're very clear. We don't advocate for anything. We're not lobbyists. We just write about gun violence. We're just a bunch of journalists. You can look at our background, and you can You know, we've all gone to journalism school. And I love this because she says, in one of these, she says, follow the bios. We all went to journalism school. The facts don't support your claim. And it's just adorable that she relies on her journalism school bona fide to prove how objective she is as a journalist. Mm. I don't think that really says about her what she thinks it says about her. So if she actually got into it with us on Twitter about all this after that earlier post ran. And then we found I found something else along those lines that where she was quoted in an article at CNN talking about why California's strong gun laws are in danger. And, of course, the answer to that is the Bruin decision. But she goes on for paragraphs talking about how terrible it is here and that as strong as gun laws are in California, it's still easier to get them there than it is in Europe or Canada or Australia or New Zealand. Yes, God forbid. And she knows, you know, that more than half the permit would carry. And she says, you know, the bottom line, this is what happens when you don't have a strong federal system of gun regulation. Guns have a 100-year shelf life. If we ban them tomorrow, we'd still have gun violence for generations. What we need is an all-hands approach that involves the gun company, public health experts, and gun owners deciding that this violence isn't sustainable and the time has come to set safety standards. And so we all decide as a culture that we have had enough, this will continue, and gun companies will continue to profit from the bloodshed. But she's just a poor, ink-stained wretch doing, generating journalism and writing about guns in this country.
Now, one thing that Lee points out is that they didn't do a very good job of vetting the trace, did they?
How do you mean?
Well, based upon their principles for ethical conduct for newsrooms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's a... yeah, he knows that because Lee used to work for USA Today.
Right.
And USA Today and a couple of other mainstream corporate media outlets have collaborated, quote-unquote, with... the Trace and Trace writers and presented their articles as dispassionate reports on so-called gun violence. And he goes to great lengths to skewer USA Today quoting their ethical principles, quote unquote, which it's hard to say that with straight face, in what in how they're supposed to conduct themselves,
right.
And showing that by reprinting articles from the Trace as objective journalism, not as opinion pieces, that they violate their own principles on a regular basis.
Now, I want to examine this a little bit because in the end he talks about wondering when they'll begin to partner with NRA, GOA, NSSF, or Second Amendment Foundation for Future Content, because that would be the fair thing. That would be the fair thing to do, but I wanted to discuss that with you just simply because you've been in this game a long time. You have crossed swords with literally everybody that is anti-gun over the course of time. And so I just want to get your feelings on that. This article is at the top of the page currently at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you will find more breaking news of this type than anywhere else on the web. This is why I go there. It is a must as a go-to destination if you're trying to get out there and just see what's going on in the gun world today. Good or bad, or if you're one of these people that doesn't even want to look at the politics of things, well, they've got things for you as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. And we were just looking at it, or we were just referencing an article that was written by Lee Williams and a follow-up that was going on with going up between the Trace and something that she said on CNN and all the other nonsense and the back and forth between she and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Do we have any, in your mind, because you have been up against the best anti-gun idiots out there, right? You have been up against all of them at some point or another. When you look at the fake stream legacy media, do you ever see in your mind's eye that there's going to be a day when we are going, when they're going to be coming to you and trying to get the pro-gun side of things whenever they're putting out an article about quote-unquote gun violence?
Well, it's happened in the past. I will say our former publisher, Robert Ferrago, wrote occasionally in USA Today. There was an editor there who he knew who would call him every once in a while when gun control or some prominent issue came up. So he would have an occasional article printed there. I've seen others from time to time. You'll see something by Larry Keene of the NSSF or John Lott show up in mainstream media outlets, but it's rare. You know, when Lee referenced all these mainstream papers and networks partnering with NRA, GOA, or NSSF, or SAP, he was obviously doing that very much tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
I don't think anybody should hold their breath waiting for that to happen.
Oh, no.
Who knows? Anything's possible. Maybe some of them will do that again someday. If they're trying to reestablish their fair and balanced bona fides, but I don't expect that to happen anytime soon.
Well, and here's the reason I ask that. I think fair would be great. Balance would be even more gooder. Except knowing what we know and going by the track record and history, and I'm very much a believer that history predicates the future and all that other stuff. Is this actually something we need to be waiting on?
No, I don't think so. We know where what the editorial stances are of all of these networks, these newspapers, I guess there are still magazines around, I don't know, a few. We know where they all stand. There's no question. And I'm fine with that. It'd be nice if they admitted it occasionally. You know, if you talk to a CNN journalist, they'd say, we're just calling balls and strikes. We're just reporting and calling them the way we see them, which is just a joke, of course. But then in the same breath, they'll call Fox, you know, a far-right outlet. Fox is to the right. MSNBC and CNN are to the left. Everybody knows it. Nobody's fooling anybody to think that these people are just hardworking journalists, reporting everything down the middle. It just isn't happening. That you can see it not only on their op-ed pages, but you can see it in the articles, and you can see it in the art, not only in the way their articles are written, but you can see it in what they choose to write about and what they choose not to write about. It's every bit is evident there. No, I mean, I'm fine with all these publications being out in the open about who they are and what they support and what they're against. That's fine. That's the way it's been in this country for a long, long time, actually.
Right.
It's even more so in the UK. You know, they wear their politics on their, the media, they wear their politics on their sleeve even more so, and I'd be happy, even happier if that was the way it was here, too. So.
Now, along with this, I'm looking at this thing that you've got there that came out on the 29th about where some outlets or some gun groups are calling on police officers to exploit their qualified immunity by doing something they know is illegal or unconstitutional just in order to harass gun owners. Now, normally, the media would go insane over something like that. In a lot of ways, like if we did that with, say, abortion or transgenderism, right? If we got out there and started doing things to harass people, and knowing that it was unconstitutional, they would have a field day with that. Now, isn't this sort of, this is them, this is the media, when we look at the media, this is the media when they put this out there and when they allow this to be said without a counterpoint. Isn't this sort of a, this is a real huge, this is going in a whole other direction besides just being malfeasant, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but to be fair, the article that we're quoting there, that's not a mainstream media piece. This is from an academic paper that has been written by a couple of law professors.
Right.
One from the University of Houston and one from the University of Maryland. And what they're advocating is that law enforcement use the qualified immunity that they have to openly violate the constitutional rights of people they deem on their own without any other support as dangerous and confiscate their firearms.
Right.
You know, they say that under Bruin now, gun control laws are going to fall left and right. And they say, here we suggest an unlikely source of continuing power after Bruin for states to disarm individuals they deem dangerous. Qualified immunity. Qualified immunity shields state officers from monetary liability for many constitutional violations. Yes, it does. There are ways around that, and people have been sued for willfully violating the constitutional rights of individuals. Despite qualified immunity, and sometimes you can get around that, but yeah, this is a pretty nauseating idea here, encouraging law enforcement officers and politicians to just go ahead and do this and say, don't like it? Sue me. Good luck. I've got qualified immunity.
Well, now, you know, some mainstream media outlet is going to find this and quote this as a way to fight, quote, gun violence.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if the professors are even big fans of qualified immunity. They say at the end here, proponents of gun rights who skew conservative may see this as lawlessness. In the past, it's been liberals and civil libertarians who have seen qualified immunity that way. They said, here, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yep.
Gun rights advocates may therefore either accept qualified immunity's implications for their preferred rights or join with the usual adversaries in opposing it everywhere. So either...
Hold on for me, if you will.
Like it.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer claims Hunter would sometimes put his dad on the speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Devin Archer himself said that was an implication of who the big guy is.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs speaking after the meeting. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee today behind closed doors. The State Department says the U.S. is not encouraging or enabling drone strikes outside Ukraine's borders. Spokesman Matthew Miller said it is up to Ukraine, however, to decide how to conduct its war with Russia. The comments come after Ukrainian President Zelensky said the war is gradually being pushed into Russian territory. Gas prices have hit an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 on Sunday. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts and record-breaking heat. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Dan, one of the things that I argue about on a regular basis is sometimes we should it'd be nice for government just not to do anything, because anytime we get out there and try to appease the left by, I don't know, meeting them a quarter of the way, meeting them halfway, they're going to figure out a way to take that law, no matter how innocuous it may seem, and they're going to use it as a club on liberty or on freedom or on a bunch of things. And that's what we find has happened now, because I thought the bipartisan, what is it called? The Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. When I looked at it, I kind of thought, just as far as its practical application, I didn't know exactly what that meant. Everybody that wants to have red flag laws has got them. And as far as the enhanced background check, I don't even know what that means. So tell me about how the Biden administration is using the, what do they call it, the BSCA as a club on people's heads.
Well, they're using a few, and we call this is under the heading Cornyn's Folly, because John Cornyn, senator from Texas, was taken for a ride by Senate Democrats, and he rolled over just like Joe Manchin rolled over in the Inflation Reduction Act joke, and taken for a ride. After the Uvalde shooting, there's the huge, usual hue and cry throughout the land for more gun control. Chris Murphy got on the floor of the Senate and begged to do something. And Cornyn caved. They said, okay, let's do that. And he and a few of the usual Republican suspects got on board with this disaster. And we called it the disaster at the time. And now that it's law, now we're seeing the results of this. It isn't just in quote unquote encouraging red flag laws among the states, and it isn't enhanced background checks and all that. What this has meant in reality, we've written three articles about this, all results of what the BSDA has meant in practice and the way the Biden administration and the DOJ are choosing to use it to impinge on gun rights. One is the fact that anybody who is 18 to 20 years old and wants to buy a long gun now has a de facto 10-day waiting period. You know, there was supposed to be a quote-unquote enhanced background check as part of the BSCA. What that means in practice is every single background check is automatically extended to 10 days. And nobody, if you're an adult under 20, gets their gun in less than 10 days. So that we now have a national 10-day background waiting check. A national 10-day waiting period for adults under 21.
18 to 20.
Exactly.
Well, that's messed up.
We also exactly. The DOJ is also using federal funds to strong-arm states into enacting red flag laws. They're threatening to withhold some federal funds if they don't enact red flag laws, and that's happening in, I think, in Minnesota right now, either Minnesota or Michigan. It just went right out of my head. And now, as you wrote on Friday, they're also using the BSDA to withhold federal education funds from schools with hunting safety and archery programs. So what's going on, and in each case, you know, when we found out about the 10-day waiting period, we called Coroner's office, and it got back to me, and they wouldn't talk to me on the record, but they would. All they would say is that, Senator Corner is very disturbed about this, and he wrote a letter to the FBI because he's very concerned about this. And then he wrote a letter to the DOJ about the red flag situation. And in this case, he's written another letter along with Senator Tillis, who was also for this garbage bill, expressing their outrage that they're using the BSDA to withhold funds from schools for safety programs. Get the let that sink in a minute. These are hunting safety programs being taught in schools, but because they involve firearms and or bows and frickin' arrows, that's deemed over the line, and they're under the BSCA. The feds are keeping funds out of schools that have those kinds of programs. But thank goodness that Senator Cornyn's out there writing letters of outrage to express his shock and dismay at his work being used to do this kind of thing. He is a useful idiot who the Senate Democrats recruited to get this thing passed on a bipartisan basis to get the votes they needed because they couldn't do it on their own, and now it's all this is coming home to roost.
Well, it wasn't just him, though. I mean, he was the one reaching across the aisle. It was a bipartisan effort.
It was.
There were other Republicans that joined in with it. I think Graham joined in on it, and Tillis, and
Tillis. What's her name from Maine?
Collins.
Yes. Who's the Alaska one? I can't remember her name. It's all the usual.
Murkowski,
that's there from Alaska. Roy Blunt from Missouri, who was retiring, so nobody could go after him for doing it. It was just a disaster. And we knew this was going to happen when it passed. And every time Republicans compromise and say, "Oh, okay, let's pass this one because we have to do something after this, you know, this horrible event." And Uvalde was, of course, horrible. But every time you do them an inch, they take a mile, and then they laugh at you. As you figure out exactly what this all really meant, and if deluded fools like John Cornyn think that he's going to get any credit for compromising from the left or the media, I have a bridge to sell.
Well, fooled again.
Yes, exactly.
We're always fooled again, aren't we? The Democrats understand how to make that happen, sometimes it's best just not to do anything, because every law that is ever going to be passed, with I guess the exception of the Bruin decision, they're never going to find a way to weaponize that, I don't guess, because that one closed a lot of doors. Heller maybe, not the Bruin decision.
True. There's still, you know, a lot of states damn Bruin full speed ahead, and you know they've enacted these Bruin response laws that designate huge sections of cities and states as no carry zones, and they're making people then sue them and come after them under Bruin and invalidate that, which will take years. But I think that as ironclad as the Bruin law was, and as well as the decision was written, I think that'll still on the right side there.
This article was put up on the 28th of July. It's part of the archive that is just massive. I mean, I don't even know where they store the archive for the truthaboutguns.com. That's got to be some serious storage there. And the biggest, most prolific writer of pro-gun stuff on the web today, thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan, of course, is the mind that makes it run on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And now this is one of the things that's going on now, and I'm beginning to see it, I guess, with more and more of the new gun owners. They're beginning to talk about what do you do after and the lead up to defending yourself with a gun. And that's almost a corral of answers. It's not just one answer. And you got you spent a little time with this the other day. Tell me what you found out.
Yeah, I mean it's incredibly important that you think about it. Nobody wants to be in that situation. Odds are you will never be in that situation. But if you are, you really, really need to know what you can and can't, or should and shouldn't say to the police when they get there. Because as we were talking during the break, if something like that happens, you know, you're under a huge amount of stress afterwards. All that adrenaline is going to be dumped. And you're not going to be thinking straight. You're going to be babbling. You're going to, you know, and you need to know what to do when you call, what to say when you dial 911, and what to say when the police get there. What our writer Fred Matheson suggests is that you actually even practice that at home. So let's say, you know, you stand there and you like to do your dry fire practice, that kind of thing. You go bang, oh my God, I just shot somebody in self defense. You pick up your phone, you pretend to dial 911, and you say it out loud. And, you know, you say, I've just been involved in, I just shot someone who attacked me. Please send the police. And then you put the phone down. You don't say anything else. They're going to try to get information out of you on the phone. You may, everything, of course, is recorded. They may try to get the information out of you. Any information that you, anything that you do say can and will be used against you later, by the prosecutors. So you have to know that. And you have to, limit your liability by saying as little as possible. Just give them the most basic information. And then when the police arrive, they're going to ask you all kinds of questions about what happened. Where were you? What did the other guy do? What did he say? What did you say? And try to get all that information out of you. And really the only thing that you can and should say in that situation is, I really don't want to say anything until I have time to calm down and talk to my attorney. You know, I'd be happy to cooperate just as soon as he's here. And then you dial your attorney and you shut up. I was in a seminar with a bunch of U.S. Law Shield attorneys one time, and one of them said something pretty simple but pretty profound. He said, "Everyone has the right to remain silent. Very few people have the ability to do so. Most of them will keep. Most people will just keep on babbling." And of course, you can understand it sort of after a defensive gun use, because you're nervous and you want to make sure that the cop there understands that you did the right thing, that you were being attacked. But that cop who was there isn't necessarily your friend. He is investigating at that moment. He's writing everything down. You're going to be on body camera. It'll all be recorded. Shut up. Keep your mouth closed. Just keep repeating, "I'm happy to cooperate as soon as I can talk to my attorney. I need to calm down. I just want to talk to my attorney. I'm not going to say anything until he gets here." And you don't say anything. You have the right to remain silent. Use it.
One of the things that I guess is going to be, I don't know how you teach that part of it, though, because...
And that's Matheson's point. He said you should actually practice that. And it sounds goofy to, run through that kind of scenario. Have your wife or your roommate or somebody, do this kind of thing with you in your house. You pretend to shoot somebody. You pretend to dial 911, and then your wife or your whoever, acts like the police officer. Said, "Sir, what happened? Where were you? How many times did you shoot him? Did you shoot? How many times did you hit him? What was he doing?" They're gonna ask you all those questions. They're gonna say, "Look, I'm just trying to help you. I just want to find out what happened here. I don't want to send you to jail." They're gonna say all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But every word you say can and will be used against you later, and it is going to affect how a prosecutor views that defensive gun use and whether or not they try to charge you with manslaughter, assault, murder, who knows.
That part of it, that's one of those things when I was trying to explain this to somebody the other day. They were of the impression that when this does happen, or if this does happen, and they use their gun in self-defense, that one is going to be a very thought-out thing, that it's not going to be happening at the speed of light, where what they call it, tachycycia, where everything slows down and everything. They're not considering that. They, for some reason, they think it's going to be this reasonable approach, this reasonable setup, and I don't know. As I think about it and listen to it and all the other nonsense that goes with it, I'm incredulous at it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you're never ready for it to happen. It just happens. Nobody ever plans on this kind of thing. In the aftermath, you're sometimes literally in shock. And that's never a time when you should be saying anything to anyone that's important that could have a serious effect on your, whether you remain free, on your family's financial health for generations. You have to protect yourself, not just from the person who's attacking you, but from the legal system, which gears up and starts moving after a situation like that.
Yep.
And you don't want to be on the wrong end of that.
Nope. And it most certainly is going. I mean, I'm now beginning it with each and every passing day. And I'm waiting to see. I'm thinking I need to do this probably before the election year occurs. But I'm really beginning to think I need to probably have a lawyer on, retainer.
At a minimum, join something like U.S. Law Shield.
Yeah.
U.S. One of those personal defense.
Does U.S. Law Shield practice in all 50 states now?
I think there are a couple they don't, because a couple of them still consider it murder insurance or something like that.
I'm sure New York State's one of them.
But Yeah, exactly. The usual suspect state. For most people, you know, that they do sell it, I think, almost everywhere. As do, you know, there are other options out there too, USCC and a few others. So get that, keep their card in your wallet, and it's just good to be able to have that number and be able to dial it if, you know, God forbid, the worst happens.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that changes everything too. When you call your attorney at one of these things, that will change the whole demeanor of the cops on it.
Yes, it absolutely does.
Yeah.
'Cause once you say, I want an attorney, legally, they can't keep asking you questions. A lot of times they will,
yeah,
but they're not supposed to continue to question you. Anyway, for your peace of mind, at a minimum, that's a really smart way to go.
Also, it'll put them on speakerphone when you call them. Put them on speakerphone. Before I run out of time, I want to thank you once again for taking the time to join me. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is a resource I have used for over a decade now. And it has only gotten better with age. It used to be they were pretty prolific. Now they're ultra prolific. I don't know where they go from here. Probably hyper prolific, or maybe warp
prolific.
Hyper prolific. One of those. It'll be something. It'll be something. And when it is something, we will continue on as we do. I didn't even get a chance to bring up the whole Texas Department of Public Safety, but we'll do it another day.
Sounds good.
Keep your head up and your eyes open, sir. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Roger that. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.